the person who is able to look out into the future, identify what success looks like the furthest out into the future, and to make decisions today that pulls that future forward, is the greatest predictor of your personal income. I love that, right? So you and I just start frothing when we talk about it, because this is our superpower, right? So it's like, literally, if you're the visionary, guys, listen to me. You are the greatest predictor of your personal income potential is your ability to look out into the future.
Hello and welcome to the Remarkable CEO Podcast, a show dedicated to chiropractors who want to transform their job into a business so that they can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. With your hosts, Dr. Pete Camiolo and Dr. Stephen Franson.
At Genesis, we help successful chiropractors implement spinal decompression with a fully turnkey system that handles everything from marketing and new patient generation to systems, protocols, and ongoing support. The result? Massive value for your practice and life-changing outcomes for your patients, all without drugs or surgery. This is the next evolution in chiropractic care. Welcome to Genesis.
What's up, Remarkables? Welcome to another episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast, chiropractic's number one business podcast. I'm Dr. Stephen Franson.
And I'm Dr. Pete Camiolo.
Super stoked, as always, to be with you guys here. Love working with my boy, Dr. Pete, here in the studio. Man, it's just such a great way to wrap up an awesome week. And we are wrapping up an awesome year with one of our favorite episodes of the year. This is our tradition. We do this every single year. This is a ritual, right? So a routine is something that you have to do. A ritual is something that you get to do. As leaders, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as remarkable CEOs, we get to do this, right? This is what we love to do. This is about vision casting. I love this process. I love this exercise because every one of us is in our zone of genius right now, right? This is such an energizing conversation. It's an energizing exercise, and we earned it because we had to do what we don't like to do the last episode, which is the assess process, which is looking back at the history, right? It's a grind, but I want to recognize everybody for doing that exercise. If you haven't done the last episode's exercise yet, you got to go back and listen to the last episode, because the last episode's exercise, last to now, informs today's exercise. You cannot do this one well without doing the last exercise, which is last to now. Today, we're going to be focused on the now to next conversation, which is our vision casting for the three-year view of the business looking forward. Where is this business going to be in 3 years? What does success look like to us 3 years from now? So Dr. Pete, love the last to now exercise because it tees us up to do the now to next exercise.
So I want to, for all those of you who listened to the previous episode already, you would have heard this, but if you didn't, like Dr. Stephen said, it's probably a good idea to go back and listen to that before you do this. But if you don't and you just proceed forward, great. But go back and listen to it anyway, and it'll be really helpful because it's really a two-part exercise. It's the two sides of the coin of the end of year planning and preparing. So you talked about in our last episode something I think is really important, which is identifying points of constraint. And, you know, when you ended there, we ended with, okay, what are the points of constraint? What you were doing is you were setting yourself up for being able to do what we're about to do. But what we got to do is we got to go from the point of constraint, which we identified as it's either what's the cause of the constraint? It was the question we asked. What's the cause? Is it a person issue, right? Is that the point of constraint, or is it a process issue? It's not a person issue. We've got the right person, but we don't have a process for that, or the process we have doesn't work anymore. It's outdated. So that's an issue. It's a process. If it's not a process issue, maybe it's, hey, it's a newer person in there who just doesn't know how to do it. They don't have the skills to do it. So that would be a proficiency issue. And if that's not the issue, then, you know, maybe it was, hey, we just have not been prioritizing this. We've completely focused on these other areas of the business. Let's say we've been focusing so much on attraction, we forgot about retention. You know, and retention has become a low priority And then those things would then turn into projects. So we started getting into our head. But what I want to do now, so that's part of the assess, last to now, you go into your head. It's quite heady. It's quite analytical. Like Dr. Stevens said, it feels slow, feels sometimes heavy, but it's a discipline. So it might be, to your point, it might be more routine than ritual. It might be something you just have to do. This is more ritual than routine, right? This is the more that you get to do. And this is something you really enjoy doing, which is visioneering and really thinking about, you know, what does success look like to you? And so if you know about the Rubik's Cube, you know that the first side to the Rubik's Cube, the first side to solve, and anytime you're ever troubleshooting, Dr. Steven, we always start with vision. It's just like why they say you always solve the white side first on the Rubik's Cube. You start with the white one, and then you can solve all the rest of them, right? Vision is the white side. You got to start there. You got to start with the vision because your vision is going to inform everything else, right? If the second side of the Rubik's Cube says is a leadership question, it says, who do I need to become? I can't answer that question if I don't know where we're going. So I can then determine who I need to become to get to that place, right? So, and then who I become is going to need a system in order for me to execute. So then we go back to the third part of the Rubik's Cube, which is the third side to solve, which is just systems. And then you go to your team, and then you go to your training, and then you go to your energy, the sixth side. So we're going to the first side of the Rubik's Cube, which is something that we always do. It's a best practice, and it's part of the APPEAR process as well. So we're going back to vision. And like you said, Dr. Steven, we're going to look at 2028, and we're going to look at 2026, and we're going to say, we're answering the question, what does success look like to you? And we encourage you to take an approach that's unique here. And the uniqueness here is that we're going to start by looking at what your vision of success is by asking the question from the destination place back to today. So if I said to you, if you and I were sitting, Dr. Steven, you and I were having coffee on December 31st, 2026, and you were updating me on everything that's happened over this past year, what is the story that you would want to tell me? Like if you could write it your way, if you could have it your way, if it went according to Dr. Stephen Franson's plan, what would that look like? That's the vision story that we're talking about. It's like a, Dr. Stephen, we say it's a journaling experience, like a journaling exercise. It's less bullet point and more storytelling. It's more explanation. Like, what do you want it to look like? Explain it, share about that. And so there's going to be some tools that are associated with that we love to give away as part of this, because it's nice to talk about it. It's another thing to have a framework. So we're going to give you guys a framework to work with on this. We call it the vision story. And we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about your vision map, which is another tool. And what we want to do is we want to start with vision story, Dr. Steven, which is before you go into those constraints and you start to put them onto a project planner and you start to go, you got to first ask yourself, where are we going?
That's right.
Because then that is going to inform what are the right projects. What are the right constraints for us to prioritize right now that should be a project? Because that's where you're going to put your limited resources of time, energy, and focus and money. And by the way, not just yours, but those of the amazing team you have, and you're accountable to help marshal those resources, point those in the right direction so we can light a fire there and we can really do that. And that's energy, right? Energy and focus. And so we determine where all those resources get distributed, and right here, starting here with your vision story. So you have to determine what does success look like. So Dr. Steven, this is new for a lot of us, and it's going to be new for you guys as you're hearing me. So we want you to do the vision story for your business by domain. Okay. So we're going to start with attraction. And if I said, Dr. Steven, if I looked back, if we were having coffee a year from now, and it was December 31st, and I said, Doc, tell me about your attraction. Tell me about your marketing. How did it go? What would you want it to be, right? What would your vision of success look like for your attraction if you wrote a story about it? Like, what would that look like? That's your vision story capturing your attraction vision story. What does success look like 1 year from now? Then you do the same for conversion. So for conversion, what would it look like for you? What would that explain, like the experience, the patient journey through day zero, day one, day two, day three, day four? Explain that, like share the story of what that would look like. What does success look like to you? What does conversion look like in your success story a year from now? What about retention? Retention is about collecting ideal patients. So what's the story that you want to tell? What would that be if we were having coffee, we were talking about the retention operation and the retention experience? What happened this past year? What do you want that to look like? What about your team? Let's talk about the people on the bus. Like, what happened this past year? What was the story in terms of the four rights, right? Getting the right people, putting them in the right seats. They're doing the right work the right way. What would that look like a year from now? And then lastly, the collections, the business office. Let's talk about the monies, right? Like, what's the story? What do you want that story to be? What do you want your revenues to be? What do you want your profits to be? What do you want your margins to be? What do you want your revenue per employee to be? Think about some of the things we've talked about, guys, here on the podcast over these years. You're going to want to share what that story is. So we're going to start with the heart, which is just saying, hey, this is what success looks like to me, right? This is what it is. And by the way, as a visionary, you're the one who's accountable to casting this.
That's right.
You're caught. They're not taught. So it's a condition of the heart, not of the head. You got to connect with your team at the level of the heart. Guess where that starts from? From your own heart. It's from your heart to their heart. That's how this happens. And so this is something that Dr. Steven, we talked about blocking time and creating space for the assess. You've got to equally do the blocking of time and creating some space for the vision.
Huge, man. All right. So I'm chomping at the bit because this is my favorite work to do, right? So if I could just do this, if I get to spend my time in this, don't get me wrong, I like executing too, right? But it's just like, it is so energizing to get into this space. So I want to just double click on something you just said. This work is wicked hard, right? So, but the juice is worth the squeeze. And I want you guys to understand how much it's worth the squeeze. Like, let's make sure you understand and own this. So there's a really interesting study that was done on earning potential. Right. So earning potential, like as an individual, your personal earning potential. And what was the greatest predictor of earning potential? And here's what they found is the person who is able to look out into the future, identify what success looks like the furthest out into the future, and to make decisions today that pulls that future forward is the greatest predictor of your personal income. I love that, right? So you and I just start frothing when we talk about it because this is our superpower, right? So it's like, literally, if you're the visionary, guys, listen to me. You are the greatest predictor of your personal income potential is your ability to look out into the future, get clarity around what success looks like in the future, and make decisions today, planning and preparing, make decisions today for you and all of the resources you have at your disposal, including the people, all their time, energy, focus, and money. Make decisions today. Put together a plan that pulls that future forward. Wow, man. That's vision casting, right? That's this conversation. So the juice is worth the squeeze to do this exercise, number one. Number two, it's a lonely place. It can be a lonely and frustrating place, which is why it's so important to have a community like this, to be part of the Remarkables, to be listening to the CEO podcast, to have a peer group of people, to have an accountability group, to have a mastermind, to surround yourself with other visionaries. Because guess what? That's your job in the village. And there's typically only one of them, okay? You are the only one in the village that's looking out 3 years, okay? So when you catch yourself and be like, looking around your team at the team meeting or the quarterly pulse meeting or your board meeting or whatever, and you're frustrated, and you're like, in your mind, you're like, WTF, am I the only one that's thinking 3 years out? Let me save you the brain damage and the questioning. Yes, you are the only one who's looking out there. You may be blessed with having some awesome people around you who are thinking maybe 1 year out, maybe 3 months out, okay? Most people on your team are probably closer to thinking 3 weeks out. There's people on your payroll that are 3 days out. And dare I say, there are people that are working in one of your businesses or someplace in your business right now that they're thinking 3 hours out. They're literally like, what time do we get out of here? So you just have to appreciate this is a lonely place. So don't get frustrated. It's a blessing. God has seeded this in you. This is your gift, right? So to be able to look into the future. So just embrace it, right? And be able to say, okay, this is my job in the village. Okay. And embrace that and cast this vision. Hey Doc, Stephen Franson here. If you're like me, you know that we're in the business of saving lives. And when business is good, everybody wins. That's the good news. But here's the bad news. Most chiropractors don't own a business at all. They own a job. It's a job they love, but it's a job. And far too often, it feels like that job owns them. Is this true for you? Do you own a business or a job? Have you built and do you run your practice on brute force? Does it rely fully on your time, your effort, a pound of your flesh? Are you responsible for all growth, for all new patient generation? How about new patient conversions? Is it all up to you? How about patient care and delivery? Are you a sole practitioner, an owner-operator who owns the practice, but is also the only one that is head down and bum up taking care of all the patients? Is revenue generation or collections all up to you? Let me ask you the most telling question. Doc, what would happen if you took 90 days off? What breaks? In my experience, most on-purpose chiropractors do not lay awake at night worrying about their practice. They worry about their business. Let's slay that dragon. The Remarkable CEO program has helped hundreds of chiropractors just like you turn the job that they love into the business that they've always wanted. Are you ready to run and build your practice on leverage instead of brute force? Do you want to create the scalability and durability that will allow you to make a bigger impact and a bigger income? What would it mean to grow your practice, increase your productivity, and your profitability? Do you want to get your time freedom back? Are you ready to turn your pirate ship into a battleship? If this sounds like you, then the Remarkable CEO program is for you. Just last year, 53 of our Remarkable clients received the 7-figure club award, meaning they hit the $1 million mark for the first time or their next $1 million level, be it 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, up to 36 million and growing. Now, Doc, is it crazy to imagine that your practice could be next? Click the link below and learn how to apply for the next cohort of the Remarkable CEO program. We look forward to working closely with you in creating the business that supports your remarkable life, not competes with it. Dr. Pete, I love this exercise. Can I take a pass at it? Because as you were talking about this, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can tell you how I do it is I love the challenge of looking at your future self as a leader, right? So if 3-year view of the business requires a 3-year view of the leader of that business, because the person you are now, the person I am today, is not going to be able to create them and manifest and lead and sustainably lead where we're going in 3 years. I'm going to need to grow up, right? I need to grow into the next level. The next iteration of my business or my leadership has to happen for the next level of my business, right? So you got to recognize this like skill sets, attributes, whatever. So I try to keep an eye on myself. Like, who do I need to become by the end of 2028 to be able to lead where the Remarkable practice is going or where your practice is going, right? Who do you need to become? So I have lunch with that person. I have coffee with that person, right? So here we are at the end of the year. I'm meeting with myself, the future self, Stephen Franson in 2028, because that wise person is wiser than I am today. And that person is going to bring me wisdom and say, here's what your business looks like in 2028. Okay, close your eyes. I want you to see what I see, Stephen, 2025, Stephen. I want you to see what 2028 Stephen sees. Okay. So, and I talk to myself and I'm like, here's what this business looks like. Okay. And here's the things that you needed to start doing and things you needed to stop doing. These are the things that changed. This was the bridge between 2025 and 2028. Speak to yourself. I know it sounds crazy, but you know what? It's incredibly informative because it turns out you actually know what you should be doing. You actually know what you should be starting to do and more often what you should stop doing and the attributes you need to develop as a leader. You know yourself better than anyone. This is a really informative conversation that you have with your future self, right? So when you sit with your future self and, you know, you're like, so let me tell you what attraction looks like, marketing. You've actually brought in a person who's a marketing expert in the business, like somebody who owns marketing. Like all they do, they wake up in the morning and say, how do I get more leads into this practice? We're saving the planet here. You've got a professional who is a marketing professional who actually only focuses on internal, external, digital lead generation. And frankly, bro, we are bursting at the seams. You've actually had to hire additional doctors, expand your space, and add CAs just to keep the rule of 72. That's your biggest challenge today is you have a supply constraint. You have so much demand. Right. So I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. This is like, all right, so tell me more. And I do. I tell myself the details of that. What changes did I make? Right. So adding a person was a big one. And then for conversion, guess what's happening now? Your associate doctors are actually converting better than you were when it was just you. You now have 3 associate doctors in there. They're doing 75, if not 85% of the conversions, and they're converting equal to or better than you were because you've got this beautiful system in place that you can train and teach people. It's an empathetic conversion process that you can actually teach people how to do it. And between your new patient concierges and your associate doctors, man, you could take 90 days off and nothing changes with the conversions. It's unbelievable. Tell me about retention. Oh, retention, it's a thing of beauty. You've got three adjusting associate doctors on at all times, broken white lines, patients going between the patient, between the doctors. You are in flow. You should see this as no constraints, no log jams, because you have trained the patients as much as you've trained the doctors and the staff. It's a thing of beauty. Nobody is missing their appointments. You've got an 89% kept visit average. Your compliance is going through the roof. And guess what's coming with that? Better results, better retention, more referrals, and that's driving the revenue. What a beautiful picture we have here. So the retention is off the charts. Whole families getting regular chiropractic care. You're changing the inflection point of the health of your community just by having better retention so you can deliver world-class care. And your people, your team, man, you just bred out all those B and C players that you were tolerating. There's none of that anymore. It's A players only. And what's awesome is you're actually removed from the whole interviewing and hiring process, the onboarding, training, and equipping process. All you have to do is focus on the doctors. You just train and equip the doctors. That's the highest and best use of your time. Your office manager is a badass, man. She's become that COO in the CEO program. She's running the business. Right? So she runs that team. It's unbelievable. You get to lead the team. They're running the team. And then collections, brother, it's off the charts. You have a multi seven-figure business that's running at a 33% profit margin. 33%. 33%. It's good enough for BJ Palmer and 33 principles. Jesus Christ was on the planet for 33 years. And Larry Bird, the GOAT, number 33. That was the number you were shooting for. 33% profit margin. And you have an appreciating asset that cash flows that you could take 90 days off because 78% of that revenue is in auto debit and recurring revenue. The enterprise value of this business is unbelievable. You've done it, man. You've created an appreciating asset that cash flows. You have optionality. You've built the business that you don't even want to sell. And the craziest thing is now everybody wants to buy it. Dr. Pete, I love talking to future Dr. Stephen Franson because he tells me exactly what success looks like, tells me what I need to start doing and stop doing. And I capture that into my planning and preparing for 2026.
Right there. You see it. Doc, all I got to do is poke him. So you guys saw it happen. This is a podcast. We're having a conversation and that just happened. You just got to witness Dr. Stephen's future self talking to his present self. How cool is that, guys? How cool is that? Let's unpack that just for a little bit, guys. So we talked about, you went through all the domains and you told a story. So I just want to make sure everybody gets this. Like, that's what we want you to do. Exactly what Dr. Stephen did. Do that. You might say, I'm going to go listen back to that again because whatever he said, that's what I want it to be. Perfect. Hey, listen. You know, we say we can't tell you what success looks like. You got to decide for yourself. But if that sounds about what it looks like, then take it and run with it. We don't want to do all your thinking for you, but some of it, and then run with it. Take that as a framework and run with that, guys. Like, seriously, if you were like, I've been struggling to come up with a vision of what it looks like in my future self to my present self, this stuff is uncomfortable for me. I'm not really sure. I'm feeling a little bit stuck. Use that. That's a good place to start. That's a really good place to start. And so that's step, that'll be step one in the APPEAR process, is organizing your vision. Now, keeping this going, is the next step in the APPEAR process is you've got to start the planning part. So this is where we take the vision story. In the vision story, we do ask, what are some of the measurables, the objectives that we would know? And he shared it. You could hear it in the story. So those would be like the story with the objectives baked in. You guys heard that, okay? So it was very subtle, but it happened. So now you're talking about, okay, here's the story of what success looks like by domain, with outcomes clearly defined inside of that, okay? So then the next step is to go to what we call the bridging exercise, where you look at what were the big moves, changes, the decisions that you made this past year to get to where you are now? Because we know that our lives are all an accumulation of decisions that we've made. That's what got us to where we are now. And so if you want to get to that other place, meaning what you said success looked like in 2026, then what decisions, moves, and changes will you have to do in 2026 now, between now and next, to get to that point 12 months from now? That becomes the bridge that you're going to identify. So we say on this tool, which you're going to get, there's five lines. Okay. So we're saying, okay, of all the things you could do, What are the five drivers? What are the big five? Of all the moves, changes, decisions that you will make in the next 1 year, which ones stand out the most? Put those on the sheet. Doesn't mean get rid of the other ones. Keep the other ones over to the side. But these are the big five moves. And then that's how you then organize and begin to prioritize where our focus is going to be. And when you cast vision to your team and they're like, whoa, then you start to organize even a little bit more, codify it for them and say, and these are going to be the big five moves and changes and decisions that we're going to make this year. It's like, whoa, because I heard the three associates doctors, but we only have two. It's like, exactly, because one of the big moves, changes, and decisions we're going to do this year to hit that goal is we're going to add another A player associate doctor. I heard you say in the story something about a new patient concierge. We don't have one of those. Exactly. We're going to be bringing on a new patient. You talked about an ascension from an office manager to a COO. We don't have a COO. Exactly. There's going to be an ascension this year. You guys see it? So then those become the big moves, changes, and decisions that you're going to make in this next year based on what your vision says. So cart before the horse. You got to make sure you get the horse out there, vision, then you can put the cart on there. And you got the next, okay, which is the next 12 months. Then you go 2027 and then 2028. You'll see that on the sheet. So we've got 2024, last, 2025, now, next, 2026, 27, and then ultimately 2028. So you'll see that. And that's what we want you guys to do. But base it on what your vision story says to do. You don't have to make this up. Your vision story informs what those things will be. Next, we take our accountability grid audit. We look at where we identified points of constraints, sevens and below. As we went over on the last episode, this is where, ding, 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 go back to the last episode because we're not going to repeat everything. You take the points of constraint from the 2025 assessment and audit. And you take those and you put those up next to your goals for what we said success looks like in 2026. And we look at where there is a discrepancy, where there is a gaping hole. There's a chasm between where we are and where we want to be. And then that becomes the areas where we need to prioritize and create projects. That is where we're going to focus. And we can do that by quarter. So then we organize through the 90-day project planner, what our quarterly focus needs to be based on our goal and what success looks like 12 months from now. Where do we need to focus this quarter in order to make sure that we will end up here? So that's how we identify through the point of constraint and the goal, that tension that we create, that creates the point of focus. And that becomes the project, the priority. And then we take our limited resources of time, energy, and focus and people. And we organize and say, who owns this? What's the project? What is the domain specifically? Who owns that? What does success look like? Clearly defined. And then what are the steps to execute, right? And that's doing what, by whom, by when. So we identify what the project path is going to be based on answering those three questions. What are they doing? Who and by when? And then we create milestones over the next, let's say, 13 weeks, which is essentially the duration of a quarter. And we say, this is where we start figuring it out. And then this is where we go, getting it done. And we can measure that all the way. And we can say, what percent are we to done? And then, of course, hopefully the goal is we complete it within the next 90 days. So that, Dr. Steven, is where we take the vision, we assess, and we plan. We put the plan on paper. If it's not written down, it does not exist. We organize that into the vision story, the vision map, and then the 90-day project planner, the goals worksheet. We organize that all, and that becomes then the focus as we head into the E, which is the execute. Then we begin to execute on that starting in January. Does that make sense? So, Dr. Steven, that's the assess, plan, prepare. Preparing is putting it on the planner. Start to breaking it down into the steps, milestones, and do what, by whom, by when. That's preparation. Then we go to execute. And then as we go through the process, weekly team meeting, monthly meetups, quarterly reviews, we report. We're reporting. Hey, what's the status on your project? What's your status? How are you doing? Do you need help? How can I help you? And then we report to regularly reporting so that we make sure we make progress and we continue to move forward and we get it done. Okay, that's the goal. So again, APPEAR, we're assessing it and then reporting it on an ongoing basis. And that's how we make sure we move and we make progress.
Just gold. All right, let me wrap it up with these three things. So the appear process, assess, plan, prepare, execute, assess, report, repeat. Execution starts with vision casting, right? It's not you executing the plan. It's you getting your team to execute the plan. Okay. Remember, you're going from being the person that your job is to focus on the patient and run and grow the business by focusing on the patient, right? To making the ascension to CEO, and your job is to focus on your team, build your team, and your team will build the business. The team's job is to focus on the patient, right? So when you're in the clinic and you're in the adjustatorium, focus on the patient. But when you're the CEO, this is about casting a vision and making sure that everybody on your team that you'll need to recruit to manifest and execute the plan, it starts with vision casting, guys, right? So make sure that you take that as seriously as you would take, I'll just do it myself. Just put more weight on the bar. Just put it on my back. I'll get my legs moving, right? This is about being a CEO and leveraging your systems and your team, right? So part, this is a system to leverage, right? So it begins with your vision casting. That's the first piece of this. The second thing is, we're going to give you guys a couple of tools today, right? So in the last episode, we gave you the accountability grid, okay? On this episode, we're going to give you the vision casting worksheet, okay? And then the build the bridge now to next worksheet as well, right? So we got two worksheets for you. You're going to see it in the show notes below so that you can complete this vision casting process, okay? So there are many other tools that are involved to do this, to optimize this, and to especially execute it, especially the reporting side of it. That's what coaching is, guys. That's what we do. We coach and we utilize tools to make sure that you can implement, right? So that you can put these things in place. Good ideas are great. Implementation is everything. You need tools to implement, right? So the third piece of this, if you need help with this, don't do this alone. Like I said, this is a lonely place, guys, but it doesn't have to be, right? So if you need help, the fastest way to get there is to work with somebody who's been there. The fastest way is to work with somebody who's already been there and achieve what you're looking to achieve, right? So that's what our expert coaching team is. We've been there, done that. We're not travel agents, we're tour guides, right? Travel agents send you to places they've never been. Tour guides show you around the place they know well. We have a team of tour guides that would be very happy to sit with you, help you get this done, right? So set yourself up, tee yourself up for 2026 to be your best year ever. And it starts with this APPEAR process. It's the last to now. It's the now to next exercise. It's assess, plan, prepare, execute, assess, report, and repeat.
Please stick around for more business insights from this week's bonus interview with our remarkable success partner dedicated to helping you more successfully help more people. Enjoy.
Hello, Remarkable CEOs. This is Coach Dr. Eric DiMartino with Remarkable Practice. I'm excited today to be in studio with Dr. Chad Glines from Genesis Back and Neck. Genesis Back and Neck is one of our remarkable success partners, and we just love our success partners because they really help our docs help more people. And so welcome to the podcast, Dr. Chad.
Hey, man. Happy to be back on here. It's a lot of fun with you guys.
Absolutely. So let's start by having you tell the audience a little bit about you. What's your backstory?
Yeah, so Cairo for 20 years, went to Parker. My wife's a chiropractor, her brother, her dad, her sister-in-law. But funny enough, I was actually looking at being a surgeon. So I was like taking MCATs and the whole thing. And then, when I was talking to the neurosurgeons, those guys are like really cool. And then you talk to the orthopedic surgeons, you're like, those guys are rock stars. I want to be one of those guys. The problem with that industry is they don't really have any way to help people except ways that don't help people. And so I was talking to my wife, and then the chiropractic made a ton of sense to me. And so I knew how to adjust before I got to Parker, really loved that, but I still wanted to help those people that had disc issues. And I read this study from a doc down in McAllen, Texas, and his name's Dr. William Martin. And he said, I can help a disc patient 86% of the time. I was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. So I graduated Parker. A month later, had a DRX. I had my own practice, and I've been doing that thing for 20 years now, just using the DRX.
Amazing. Yeah, it's funny because I was just having a conversation yesterday with one of my patients, and they're a newer patient. They came to our Better Results Faster workshop, and they kind of learned about chiropractic and nervous system. And she had said to me, she's like, Doc, how come there's like no focus on the nervous system and in healthcare? There's like no doctors ever talked about or checked my nervous system. And, she just learned it's the most important system in the body. And we'd kind of have the conversation. Well, there's no drugs that really can address spine or nervous system issues. The surgeries are horrendously ineffective and cause more problems than they fix, like you alluded to. And so it's just something that's just missed in healthcare right now. The most important system in the body, and there's really no way for them to address it. And obviously, that's the role we step into as chiropractors. So that's great that you had that realization so early in your career. So in TRP, we always say that every business exists to solve problems. And the bigger problems you solve, the more you're compensated. So what problems do you guys at Genesis Back and Neck, what problems do you specifically solve for chiropractors?
Well, so me, and it's a funny story because my partner, Dr. Caleb Braddock, a lot of people know him. He's done a real big chiro office for a long, long time. And he's circled himself with a lot of chiropractors. Now me, on the other hand, I was kind of the oddball out because all I ever used was a DRX. And then I developed the protocol that we use at Genesis. And through that period of time of me developing that, I took away a lot of my adjusting. And when I teamed up with Caleb to partner Genesis to move out into the space, he's like, "So you don't adjust?" I was like, "No," because, you know, you have to imagine if you have a clear, like, pool of water, and you throw one muddy pebble in it, well, now you really don't see clear through that. And so I had to find a way to create a standard of care for decompression that made sense, that you could track without outside influence. I wanted to be sure that if this machine is claiming to actually repair a disc, I want to prove that. And you're going to stand on your research. So I developed all that. And so the problem that we now solve for chiropractors is being able to reach just disc patients through really targeted marketing, but give them a way to treat them without abandoning your principles. So it's funny that we call it just evolve. We call it principal decompression because, you know, then the chiropractic adjustment allows the body to innately heal itself because that's what it's designed to do by removing nerve interference. Well, we're doing that same exact thing. We're just doing it using a machine to pull the disc back in where it belongs to allow the disc to heal. And so we really only treat disc patients at Genesis, and we partner with docs all over the country now, helping them do that. And it's really rewarding to see what Genesis has become with 80 something clinics now.
Great. Yeah, and there's a lot of decompression. We see it all over the place. Some chiropractors do it, some don't. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that are maybe interested in either doing it better or starting from scratch. So what does Genesis Back and Neck provide? Like, why would I go to you guys versus just going out and buying a DRX and trying to implement it myself? Like, what value do you guys bring that docs should go to you instead?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's the number one question that we get asked. So you can go buy a DRX 9000 and you can treat people. The problem is if you buy one, you're going to treat people one way. The guy down the street with the table is treating people a different way. So we created a standard of care, the protocol that I developed. That's the first thing. The second thing is we don't just bring people on for the sake of having locations. So our business model is totally different than anything else. We actually partner with every single doctor. Another thing that we do is we do not ask that chiropractor to provide Genesis any patients. Now, does that happen? Of course it happens. But we stand on the fact that we understand decompression marketing so well that we will drive patients into your clinic, but it's an island. So we create an entirely new business. We put that business inside your already successful chiropractic office, and they are two separate things. And so one does not interfere with the other because it just gets messy in business. So we cleaned all that up, provide all the systems, the protocols, and then we run a real deal decompression business. And at the end of the month, we collect money and then we do a partner split. And it works so well. I didn't really expect it to take off like it has, but it's been really awesome to see chiropractors that been wanting to tackle these disc patients that are so hard to reach a lot of times, and now be able not to just find them, but successfully treat them and get them better and holding the doctor's integrity, the patient's integrity intact while doing it. It's not like a big salesy thing. It's very, very uniquely positioned to have the highest level integrity. That's what we stand on the most.
Great. I love that. a lot of our CEOs are very busy docs, right? And certainly they want to maybe add services to further help their people in their community. How, I'm always looking, if I'm going to do something, I want to be turnkey, right? Because I'm a busy guy. I don't have a lot of time to reinvent the wheel. Is how turnkey is your system? How much time, as the CEO's listening to this call that might be interested, how much time is required on their end versus what you guys will do to make this implementation simple?
Well, the implementation is the part that we hear the most praise on. So Caleb and I, as we grew, we really invested in building a corporate team that's going to help us streamline the whole thing. We call this a bolt-on turnkey system. So you don't really have to do anything. Once you sign up, if it's for you, you sign up every step of the way. We're kind of holding your hand and making sure that the entity is created. We create the bank account. We get you all the systems. We take care of the training. You come to our office, we train you. You get to watch us do consults. You get to see our flow. I mean, all the things are done. Day to day, all the doc would need is 10 to 12 hours a week dedicated to just doing consultations for decompression patients. If you can do that, and then the timeline is a little weird because the machines have to be built. So what happens is from the time you sign on and you say, all right, let's go, to the time you open is about 3 months because it takes 90 days to build the machine. But within that 90 days, all the steps are handled for you. So you're not constantly going back and forth and taking all this time and you're confused what's going on. No, it's all laid out, drawn out for you. So it's a very clear path from I want to do it to let's see a patient on day one.
Yeah, that's great. And so it takes kind of the guesswork out,
It
right?
does.
You partner with a doc. Most of our docs who have not done this have no fluency around how to do it right. So you guys come in, give the protocols, give the systems and procedures, even drive the new patients to them, correct?
Yep, that's right. We handle all the marketing and we teach you how to do everything. I've been doing it 20 years. Genesis has been expanding for 7.5 years, and we've gotten really good at it now. I always tell everybody when we talk about this stuff, it took us about 50 offices to really dial it in. But now we've got it down really well. It's really turnkey now.
Right. So we always coach our CEOs that they need to focus on return on investment, right? Whatever you do, people will ask me, hey, doc, how much should I spend a month on marketing? And I tell them, as much as you can, as long as you're getting a positive return on investment, right? It's not the amount that you spend, it's what do you get on the other side of that. And so can you give any some basic numbers or stats around what a typical new client could expect as far as a return on investment for working with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is its own business and it has its own overhead. But I'll say this. So we've had docs that tried to do decompression and they're like, I can collect 6 to 10,000 a month pretty easy. If we're not doing 40,000 a month, then we feel like we're failing. So 40,000 is our floor. It runs about a 60% profit margin, somewhere in there. Now, that being said, we have docs that start with us and they're happy with 40,000 every month, and that's great. They're putting pretty good money in their pocket. Or we have some really high level achiever partners and they did 146,000 in their very first 30 days. So the spectrum is what's your bandwidth like? What do you look at? Where can you focus your energy? If you have some energy to focus, the ROI speaks for itself. We don't have anyone that's really losing in that manner.
That's great. If you can do a 60% profit margin, you can get, 40 grand as your floor. Some basic math was about $24,000 a month in profit.
That's
And so
right at
that's the
it.
floor.
Yep.
That's great. Love it. So what is the next or the best step for our listeners to get in contact with you? They want to learn more about how Genesis Back and Neck can help them in their practices. What's the best way for our listeners to reach out and contact you guys?
Yeah, the first step would be just go to genesisback.com/join. If you go to that, you'll fill out a very basic form and then we'll contact you. You'll probably get a call from our COO. She's been with us from the beginning. And then we'll get some basic info. And then you'll get connected with me and Caleb. We'll have a call and we'll start the process. If it sounds like something that you want to do, then the process gets started. We do market analysis for your area and the whole bit. So genesisback.com/join.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Dr. Chad, for joining us today. Thank you so much for being a remarkable success partner and again, supporting our docs and getting out there and helping more people. So remember, Remarkable CEOs, tune in every single week to our Remarkable CEO podcast. I hope everyone has a blessed day, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having me. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Remarkable CEO podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic, and what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, direct message us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Now go and be remarkable.